world of Sonic the Hedgehog, a new hero arrives.
I am
ready. Is there anyone stronger?
No.
Tougher?
No.
Funnier?
I do not make jokes. I make warriors.
Knuckles, April 26th on Paramount Plus.
Yes!
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Pony Stampede Podcast. Thanks for listening. I'm Billy Embody, coming at you on a Monday, and with a little bit of a delayed spring defensive outlook. And the reason why is because went out to spring practice on Thursday for the first day of spring ball, and lo and behold, a lot of what we kind of wrote about in that outlook in a way kind of was shifted around. And so want to take the weekend and really get a good idea and a good understanding of what I wanted you guys to hear about, at least on this podcast, previewing the defense. And look, they were out there for Thursday and Friday practice. They had the rest of the weekend off, I assume. At least there were not any publicized practices, and it's not on the schedule for SMU. And so they'll be back at it on Tuesday, and then we'll get to hear from Garrett Riley and Jim Levitt, the two coordinators for SMU, after practice, which will be fun to really get a chance to sit with them and talk and pick their brains a little bit, as spring ball will be essentially going into week two by the time they talk, because they'll hit the practice field on Thursday for the second week of spring ball. So I think we'll get to see them in pads on Tuesday. I could be wrong. I'm not sure if they've got to go 3 days like in fall camp, or if they've got to go two or what have you. But so we'll be back out there watching practice for the media availability on Tuesday, which is going to be good. And anyway, we'll have more of the initial takeaways of spring practice in the later week podcast that will drop. I'm kind of thinking Thursday morning or Thursday afternoon after I get back from watching that Thursday practice. So SMU is obviously making a transition. So let's start there with the defense under Jim Levitt. And they're building off of what they did last year with Kevin Kane, which is playing more of a three down front. We know that much. Sonny Dykes has talked about it. Jim Levitt spoke with us about it. And now granted, they are multiple. They will play some four down fronts. But in reality, I mean, this is a 3-4 defense that SMU is transitioning to, and one that is going to be run by, honestly, one of the better defensive coordinators. I mean, gosh, since, in the last, I would call it 10 years, I guess, since whenever he left USF, after they parted ways. And I think the one thing that really stood out to me on day one of spring ball was his energy, was there to greet the players at the gate, making sure that they were running onto the field, making sure that they were, having some pop, having some pep in their step, things like that. And I think the whole defensive staff, I mean, between Steph McClure, the cornerbacks coach, and really working on the little things hard with his guys and having some energy and some fun. Chidera Uzodiribe is really energetic. He's got a ton of juice when it comes to coaching up his guys, and he coached with Jim Levitt as a GA back at Colorado, and he's pretty fiery. And then you've got Trey Haverty, who's got some juice and certainly gets after it with the safeties, and Jim Levitt, is one of the more energetic coordinators, that I've seen in my years covering college football. So you have this defensive staff that's coming together, and Sonny Dykes made a great point on Thursday, and they wanted the extra weight room time for sure with the players after the season they had in 2020. But another thing that the delayed start to spring ball allowed them to do is to come together as a staff and get on the same page defensively. So that they can coach the right way, they can coach scheme the right way, fundamentals the right way, do all those things so that there's no misunderstanding of what SMU wants to do defensively. So let's jump in to previewing the defense because, look, they really haven't done too much just yet. They've been in, just jerseys and helmets and shorts, so haven't missed too much. But I did want to say that the big question for me is, where is the pass rush going to come from? Can they get some players that can really get off the ball and get after the quarterback? And one thing we're going to see is a lot of guys move around or drop back into natural positions or move into different roles that maybe they haven't played in the past. And we're kind of limited on what we can say per SMU media guidelines. But let me just say this. I'm looking at guys like Nelson Paul, Tobian Duckway, Turner Cox, players like that to really try and step up in terms of rushing the passer. And that's going to be one of the most important things for this defense to do this spring is develop that and develop that and get that back to where it was in 2019 when they had 50 plus sacks as a defense and led the nation in sacks per game. And I mentioned those few guys, as well as Gary Wiley is one that I want to see break out a little bit more. You know, one player I was kind of impressed with just how he looked off the hoof was Jay Bell, the gray shirt edition, who sat out, you know, the year and worked on his body and got bigger. And he looked the part out there on day one of spring practice, the 2020, you know, call it signee, but ended up gray shirting and coming in here in January. And then I look at, you know, players that need to have big springs, and especially after the addition of Jahari Rogers, the Florida cornerback that is now coming back to Dallas to play for SMU, a former top 247 elite recruit at the cornerback position. This group, when you have Brandon Crosley, Brian Massey, Charles Woods, Armani Johnson, that whole bunch, you know, it is very, very, very competitive. You know, that is really a position where you want to see somebody like Sam Westfall step up. He was out there playing the position. TQ Jackson was out there playing in the secondary. I could see him getting some time at corner. He moved over and is listed on the roster now as a safety. But, you know, he's over there. Bryce McMorris, the true freshman, who really looked the part physically, I felt, you know, has played corner. And he's going to be competing. So as far as guys that need to step up, you know, Sam Westfall, this is a make or break spring for him, because if he doesn't, quite honestly, make that push, and we heard some positive things out of initial workouts, he's going to be lost in the fold. But I tell you what, come summer, this group is going to be as competitive as any position on the roster. They have a lot of speed. You look at Armani Johnson, Brandon Crosley, Brian Massey, Jahari Rogers. I mean, they have really added some elite speed to that group, and they needed it. It needed to be upgraded. So I'm excited to see that group play out, maybe see who moves around the secondary a little bit. I think they're going to play a little bit more nickel or have a little bit more coverage skills at the safety positions, you know, under this scheme. So I'm excited to see where that goes. And then you look at the interior of the defensive line with Elijah Chapman coming back, Mike Williams, a Stanford transfer who, you know, opted back in last year, Will Jones, Harrison Loveless, Terrence Newman had a really strong offseason and is taking some steps. You know, how are those guys going to perform and step up? Because, you know, there were some guys that I think surprised and really stepped forward, like Elijah Chapman and Junior Aho came on, and Devier Levelston came on once he got, you know, healthy and ready to go. And then there's others like Terrence Newman who probably are looking forward to, you know, maybe impressing the new coaching staff and starting off on a fresh start. So I look at that group as probably your, you know, in terms of spring right now, you're probably your strength, the interior of the defensive line. Once summer gets here, I mean, I think the corners are going to be your strength of this defense. And then linebackers is going to be really interesting to see what happens there, because Richard McBride is out the door. You've got Richard Moore, Delano Robinson, Shane Haley, Trevor Denbo, J.C. Rispress, Preston Ellison, Tidy Armin. I mean, you've got Jimmy Phillips. You got all these guys playing this linebacker position that is you know, just so competitive. And then you add in Kiki Burns at that outside linebacker spot. And I tell you what, when I picked my breakout player for the spring, I picked Cameron Jones just because I thought he was going to end up at linebacker. He's playing a little bit more in the secondary. That is, you know, kind of more natural position. I just don't think he was able to put on the weight like he thought he could, but he has this whole offseason to really show off his athleticism. He's back fully healthy. He's playing in the secondary. So let's just say Cameron Jones doesn't break out, maybe because of that position change. Kiki Burns flashed day one, and Sonny Dykes talked about him and, you know, just his length, his athleticism. He's physical. And so him buying into doing that, and Rashee Rice really complimented him for doing that when we talked with him after practice. That is, I tell you what, and Kiki Burns is, it's kind of funny. I was standing, you know, with some SMU coaches, you know, after Kiki had signed, and we were kind of talking about his future and, you know, how he played both sides of the ball at Pittsburgh. And let me just tell you, there was some bickering over, you know, who's going to, and playful bickering, but who was going to get him, you know, whether the offense or the defense was going to get him. And, you know, late in the season, I felt like he was going to break out offensively. He was healthy. He was ready to go. But, you know, this defensive staff, I think they finally won the argument, and Kiki Burns is now at linebacker and looked really, really good doing that. So that could be one of the more important additions for this defense is Kiki Burns' development, what he brings to that group. That could be, if you're looking for an X factor as far as how this defense could be in 2021, we could be sitting here postseason pointing back to Kiki Burns and saying, man, once they moved him over, that was it. That was the move that they needed to make. So we'll see how it plays out. But day one, he really looked the part. And I move over to the secondary, and I think one thing that I'm interested to see just from a whole is where everyone settles, because I've said this, and you look at the depth and you look at the talent now at the corner position, at least in terms of guys that are corners that have played it, that you know, have settled in there. Could they move to nickel? Could they move to free safety and provide a little bit more coverage? Because, you know, Chase Cromartie has to get better at coverage. Chevin Callaway is athletic enough to do it and do it really well. I think he's going to be a shoe-in to start. You know, Donald Clay had an interception on day one. Carl Taylor looks the part. How does Roderick Robertson develop? Does Bryce McMorris get a look at safety? Those are all things that I think we're going to be sitting here, you know, trying to see how it all looks when it comes to the SMU defense on game one, and where guys slotted in and where they fit, because there is some versatility with a lot of these players. And so I think when we follow the defensive storylines for spring, where guys are playing, where guys are lining up, how they're being moved and used, that's going to be the big storyline. And then, you know, to sum it all up for you guys, this defense has to improve its physicality and its attention to details. I think too often they had some moments of lapses and busts, and was talking with a source after the first day of practice and just, you know, asking, you know, kind of, hey, what'd you think? What, you know, for first day, what were your thoughts? And the big, you know, takeaway was it wasn't awful in terms of busts, but, you know, giving up four deep balls and explosive plays to SMU's offense is not where they want to go. It's 28 points, 104 snaps. That puts you behind the eight ball right away. And so it's day one. There are mistakes, and Sonny Dykes acknowledged that. And there are mistakes on both sides. You know, we saw guys, you know, maybe look a little rusty catching the ball here or there, or, you know, some blown assignments or what have you. But, you know, that's day one stuff. But I tell you what, you know, the talent is there to make this work. And it's no longer at the point where, you know, I think that we're waiting on a little bit more talent to come into the program and help them turn the corner. It's not an excuse anymore. There were some moments, I think, that you could clearly see that SMU's just needed to upgrade the talent just a little bit more. I don't think that's the case anymore defensively. They are talented enough. This defense now, I think, has a chance to be and I think Kevin Kane had it on the right track, don't get me wrong. But, you know, Jim Leavitt has done this for so many years, and Sonny Dykes put it well. He says he knows exactly what he needs to win and what he wants his defense to look like, and what type of players that need to play in those positions and all of that. But, you know, the attention to detail is kind of the biggest thing, and keeping it simple and in terms of where to line up, making sure you're in your right fit, making sure you're not getting lost in coverages and things like that. Because, you know, in terms of explosive plays, SMU gave up far too many in 2020. I think in 2019, they were fairly good at making disruptive plays after long drives, which is kind of the name of the game in defense. And I talked a lot about that early in the offseason about how, you know, offenses are going to sustain some drives. It's about making disruptive plays, whether it be on third downs or whether it be turnovers. That is really the art of the new age in defense. And SMU has the talent to make those disruptive plays. They've got to find out where guys fit right, and that's what we're going to see a lot of, I think, in spring, is experimenting. But once we see the pads come on, physicality, toughness, edge, that's what I want to see more out of the SMU defense. I felt like, in a way, I kind of saw it day one. We've kind of seen a lot of competitiveness between the two sides, offense and defense, a lot of chirping, again, about as physical as you can get with the pads off. But overall, there's optimism. SMU's improved defensively, I think, over the last few years. There have been times where they have been awful. There's been times when they've been really good. Consistency, all of those little things to really stack up and make themselves a really good defense are what needs to happen next. And that's what I'm looking for this spring, outside of just kind of who's where, how are they being used and all of that. So we will obviously have your coverage of SMU's Tuesday and Thursday practices for you guys. They will be out there running around and in full pads very soon. I'm excited to talk with the coordinators. If you're a Pony Stampede subscriber, I did post as you're listening to this, I posted a thread kind of, asking for some questions, not that I need your help. I just want to know what you guys want to know from the coordinators. We're going to get them once a week, so I'm going to try to sprinkle in some of those questions when we talk with the coordinators. But excited for that. SMU's giving us three players and Sonny Dykes and full access to watch all practice. So it's been a good start to spring ball so far. We're excited to continue to cover it for you guys and bring you that coverage. So if you haven't subscribed to Pony Stampede just yet, check us out. For just $1, you will get your full coverage of SMU's spring practices for just $1, and then ride it out into the summer as recruiting picks up. The dead period is going to end on June 1, and camps will pick up and do all that. So again, appreciate all you guys who have subscribed. We saw more subscribers jump on board with spring practice here, so appreciate that. And we will shut this podcast down. Hope everybody had a great weekend. And leave us a rating, leave us a review, and follow us wherever you catch your podcasts, and share us with your friends as well if they're looking for some SMU podcast in their life. Have a good week, everybody, and we'll catch you next time.
New CBS Monday.
NCIS, here's where we can see them.
NCIS and NCIS Hawaii return with all new cases.
Double tap to the chest, one to the head.
These guys are professionals.
All new criminals.
Finally, not letting you got here.
Welcome to paradise.
And all new crimes to be solved.
If you're watching this, I've been arrested.
What are the charges?
Just one. Murder.
New NCIS and NCIS Hawaii. Monday, starting at 9/8 Central on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.